November 18th, Wade Gusket Rose.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real life stories about men.
For an abandoned baby who later had to sneak out of the house to hear a sermon, Wade has done all right. He has published a number of books about worship, books that church leaders rely on. He served for 18 years as president for the Church of God Seventh Day, and he's served the U.S. Conference in some capacity for 30 years. He now speaks regularly and serves as a consultant. Wade's passion is helping the church worship Jesus Christ.
Sometimes life hurts, but God is still writing your story. When Wade Gusket was 5 months old, his mother took him to her mother's one-room house in a Jamaican seaside village. His mother was 19, alone and desperate. Grandmother Gusket kept Wade while his mother moved to the city. The next time that Wade saw her, he was 7. She came only to say goodbye before she emigrated to Canada. In the small 8-by-10-foot house, Grandmother Gusket loved Wade. She took him to church, and she met his needs. But the week before his 8th birthday, Grandmother sat on a rock pile and fell backwards. She had a massive stroke. 7 days later, Wade sat beneath a mango tree. He had just bitten into a yellow yam when the hospital porter arrived and told him, "I'm sorry, Miss Bertha is gone." Wade couldn't swallow the bite. He couldn't eat it all. Wade's aunt was 19 when she took him in. She didn't tolerate grandmother's religion, and his aunt struggled to provide for them. She yelled a lot. But Wade tried to be good. He cleaned the house, prepared food, and when his aunt had children, he became her live-in childcare. But she only got angrier. When Wade was 12, his aunt sent him to the store. On the way, Wade saw a huge tent and heard a choir and a preacher. Intrigued, he ducked under the tent and listened quietly. That night, Wade gave his life to Jesus. He felt free, brave, and confident. He told the church people he wanted to get baptized, and then he rushed to finish his errand. Even though Wade kept his plan a secret, his aunt found out, and she said, "If you get baptized, I'm going to throw all your things onto the grass." "I have one life to live," Wade said. "If that is what it takes, I'm going to follow Jesus." Early the day of his baptism, Wade crept across the dark village. From the church, the Christians walked to the river. They sang, "I will follow thee, my Savior." Others walked with family, but Wade walked alone. When he got home, Wade gathered his few belongings into a small bag. That night, he slept in an abandoned house. After a few days, Wade's aunt told him to come home, but she opposed his faith. On church days, she left the children and the grocery list with him. Wade got up early. He shopped, dressed the children, and took them to church. As a teenager, Wade lived two lives. At church, he taught and he even preached. At school, he was the top boy in his class. Because he won speech and drama awards, his picture was often in the newspaper. But at home, he was the domestic help, alone, abused, and rejected. At night, he cried into his pillow. To calm himself, he sang hymns inside his head. Whenever he could, Wade slipped away to read by the ocean. As he read the Bible, poetry, and biographies, a window opened to a world Wade dreamed of joining. Wade's life became shaped by God's love and his intervention in his life. During his hardest times, this statement, "But God," became his anchor in his life. Rejection could have brought shame, but God called him son. Circumstances could have made him feel unworthy, but God gave him worth. Disappointments happened, but God had a good future planned. "I could go after what I wanted," Wade said. "In Christ, I belong here, and I can do this." After Wade graduated secondary school, his mother sponsored him as an immigrant to the U.S. Over the years, Wade shared Jesus with his aunt, her children, and his biological father. Faith changed them. Today, Wade helps others find a vision for their lives. He shows them the power of two words, "But God." Psalm 31, verses 14 and 15. I trust in you, O Lord. My times are in your hand. At times in life, pain can be your constant companion. What is your anchor today? Sometimes life hurts, but God is still writing your story.
My name is Justin Brown. I'm a lieutenant with Aurora Fire Rescue. And?
My name is Sayla Brown, and I'm Justin Brown's daughter.
And we're here on November 18th to discuss Mr. Wade Gusset Rose. What stood out to me about Mr. Rose's his story was the fact that he was able to, in the midst of all his tragedies going on in younger years of life, able to still honor those who were in the leadership role in his life. We're asked to and told to by God to honor our fathers and mothers and to pray for our leaderships who are in position of leadership over us in our United States. Because he sees that as good. He has placed those leaders in our life for a reason. And as long as they are abiding by his will, we are to honor that. It's also found in Scripture. And those Scripture verses are, the first one's found in Colossians.
So, Colossians 3:20 says, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord." And then there's another one found in Exodus 20:12, "Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you."
Mr. Rose did this. He had an aunt that was not in agreement with his desire to follow Christ and become a Christ believer, but he still found a way to honor her by putting her needs ahead of his for the time. But not all the way honor her, because he also still dishonored her in a way to honor God by actually becoming a Christian, being baptized, showing his loyalty to Christ. And that is the biggest challenge that we should get out of this story, or that we actually got out of this story. We challenge you. You may be a teenager watching this. You may be an adult, a teenager who has parents, or an adult who has an employer that might be hard to honor. But as long as you continually put your faith and trust and courage in Christ, you can find that strength to honor those that Christ has put in the position of leadership. To the extent, like we said, of as long as they are within their will. So I challenge you today to honor those in the position of leadership in your lives, and see what God has planned for you. Thank you.